Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. And today we're going to be talking about, surprise, the Met Gala, the latest Sex in the City stuff. Kim Cattrall said some stuff. I'm really excited to talk about it. But before we get into everything, we wanted to say one thing about what's going on with Roe v. Wade.
I mean, obviously, this is a huge deal. This has been on my mind all week. I haven't really been able to concentrate on much else. People have given us feedback that they don't love when we talk politics on this podcast, but we did want to acknowledge it because, you know, it obviously is quite a big deal on a lot of people's minds, and we wanted to let you know where you could donate or where you could get more information. I'm on the Betches Up podcast as well talking about this. I was on yesterday's episode. If you listen to Tuesday's episode, they also cover it, and I'm sure they're going to cover it in today's as well. I report on it in the morning announcements every morning, which is just 5 minutes.
Sammy, you did an amazing Instagram fundraiser that's currently, as of this recording, has raised how much money? Like $70,000?
$70,000.
That's insane.
Which is amazing.
Thank you. I mean, the other day, like, I was just like, we're going to start it. And I asked Avi, I was like, do you think people will donate $2,500? Do you think they can get $2,500? Do you think that's a good goal? And he was like,
and you're donating to Planned Parenthood, right?
Yes, to Planned Parenthood, like the main organization. They don't only provide abortions, like they provide healthcare for women, contraception, you know, sex education, just like regular obstetrics and gynecology that people need. So your funds are going to a trusted source.
And why is it important to donate?
I mean, ultimately, Planned Parenthood and all sorts of organizations, if you've already donated to Planned Parenthood, if you want to donate to other places, maybe like more targeted, you could also donate to abortion funds in states where they've outlawed abortion. It's important because this actually, you know, these cost money. It pays for healthcare. It pays for
transportation, right?
Transportation. It pays for volunteers because depending on where you are, like if you want to get an abortion, you could need like someone to escort you in because there will be people protesting outside who are like throwing shit at you or like scream, you know. It's not, you know, this easy process. You know, some people, for some women it is, sometimes you can, you know, get an abortion pill over the counter or through the mail, which I would encourage people to look into. But sometimes it's really inaccessible and people don't have the money or the access. And that is what these donations go towards. So yeah, I mean, I'm still doing this on my Instagram. I'm trying to get to 100,000. And you know, if we can get even higher, great. But, you know, I like to set attainable goals. So, you know, attainable yet small goals.
That's great. And like more news will unfold because it was a leak about a decision that hasn't necessarily been made yet. And the decision will be made in June, right? That's the news.
Yeah, I mean,
the top headline,
like, going to be made. But the reason that it came out now rather than like with the formal decision was because it was leaked. But right. I mean, ultimately, the things are headed in the same direction either way. So yeah, and if anyone is looking for places to like process this, the Betches Up is, you know, we try to put a light or more, or not a light, I don't know how light you could be, but you know, a more positive or sharper, wittier spin on
digestible
things. Digestible as we can. Yes. So please join us there and listen to the morning announcements.
What have you guys been up to? I listened to the beginning of last week's episode. I haven't finished it yet. And I enjoyed like your reference to me as inside the struggle bus. It was very funny opener in that way.
Sammy, Jordana's up the struggle bus. Like,
I was in the bus when you guys were recording.
I listened to that like episode, the struggle bus, you up episode throughout my day yesterday, you know, and like you go on a walk and you listen to a little, you go another walk, you listen to another chunk, whatever. And I was craving Pizza Hut. Like, so I'm still craving it.
Yes.
When Jared was describing the crust, I'm like, fuck. Like, I gotta look that up. Like, I gotta eat that.
Yeah. It was a great partnership. Maybe tonight. Yeah. We had a great time. We were by the school, and we were with Sean and Maddie. And the night before we went to like a bar, it was like what a bar Jared's friend recommended to him. And we walk in and it's like a sorority bar crawl. It's like they're the only people in there are all this one sorority. And they are just like, we walk in and they are just like singing like in unison and dancing with singing? Each other. Some country songs that I didn't know what they were, but really good, really catchy.
A lot of Springsteen.
No, it was like more mainstream than that, but less mainstream than me as a like New Yorker would know. But I was just like, this is kind of like incredible. Like all these women, just like no men in the bar, just like these women, just like all wearing like the same hat and like dancing and like just having so much fun with each other. And then like they were ready to move on to their next bar. And they're like all like just like literally like skipping out of the bar together. Like
it's like that movie. Rush video.
Yeah. Actually like that though, and I'm like, wow, this is like kind of incredible. Like I guess we kind of did something. I don't remember doing anything like that with with our sorority
that
in
isn't
college.
Just like your memories with our sorority sisters. No,
singing and dancing together alone.
You
not really.
I mean, no, I think you
in
might
unison.
I don't remember. It's like a feminine utopia.
The only time we did that was like for the skits, the Rush skits.
Those were right. So funny.
I think in the South, it's probably a little bit more of like a stronger, intensive sorority bond.
Yeah. Anywhere they like take sororities like very, very seriously.
Yeah. And then it was me, Jared.
Maddie, John. Just watching.
And you guys all have like incredibly dark New Yorker energy. Yeah. Like if I could pick four people in the office, except Sean, maybe. Sean's like much less of that. Hey, Sean. He's, you know, sunny California boy, but still the combination of like you, Maddie and Jared and then Sean.
Totally. Like, pretty, what is this shit?
You're like such a counterbalance to that.
Well, we walked in, we were like, Jared is the most dangerous person in this bar.
What you're describing sounds like the Von Trapp's Family Singers.
No, it was way more like sorority than I wouldn't call the Von Trapp's a sorority.
I mean, they're really sisters. So, you know, I think if anything, a sorority is modeled on the Von Trapps.
Potentially. But anyway, we had a really fun time and we're back. And, you know, it's funny because I moved into this apartment like about a month ago and it has a balcony. And I was like, when we first moved in, I'm like, this is kind of stupid. Like, I'm never going to use this balcony. And then this morning was like so warm and I like sat on the balcony and I was like, oh my God, the sun is like hitting my skin. It feels so nice.
You're standing.
I'm sorry.
No, vitamin D is great for the morning.
No, it's great. It was amazing. I had coffee on the balcony and I was like sitting out there and I was like,
what are you in a fucking rom-com?
I'm so happy I have this balcony.
that's like, oh my gosh, it's the best to have a balcony.
Outdoor space is great when the weather starts to get nice. It's really the best.
You also don't have to like walk outside. Like you can go straight from your apartment to the outdoors. That's really like the beauty of the suburbs, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Aileen has like, she has a whole backyard. She doesn't have like literally like five
like
feet
a square
of
foot.
Like of like tiny ledge, which is funny because I'm like, oh, the ledge is incredible. It's like Aileen has like a pool and like a real back a shed, plants.
Yeah, plants. The shed was moved out of sight. It's too ugly. I was excited to have you guys over this weekend, but we're rescheduling.
100% chance of
also
rain.
It's cold. It's gonna be Rusty's like, oh yeah, everyone's gonna get in the pool. I'm like, people are gonna show up in sweatpants. Like, what are you talking about? It's freezing.
And here's the thing, this is your first event as like homeowners having people, I feel like, or
no,
like
no,
I'm
it's
sure you
low
people.
Pressure it's low pressure.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, this is like one of many events. We're not that is not
this
a big deal.
This isn't a party.
Open house party at Aileen's for anyone listening. No. I'm just kidding.
I wasn't even going to invite anybody. It was all Rusty's like friends. And then I was like, I want to invite like one friend to come over. But yeah, it's canceled anyway. Whatever. Canceled.
We'll wait till
it's
main
warmer.
Event when it's warmer and it's going to be like amazing.
No. The main event will still also be low key.
Aileen wants to host. De-stress this.
True. Fair enough.
I don't like to host. You could just come over, sit, hang, have a faux pas, call it a day.
That sounds like a lovely, amazing Saturday on a nice day. So now I've moved into like, we have a second bedroom, which we're using as an office. And I made this weekend, Mike and I were like finally putting up our pictures and like figuring out where everything really went, because I've been traveling a lot, so we haven't had like a chance to fully see the layout. And we decided that I would get the office, and I put him in the bedroom, which is amazing. Well, he also goes into his office 3 days a week, and I'm in our office maybe like one, maybe 2 days a week for the moment. So that was part of my pitch. But also, it's so funny how simple men are. He was like, he's been really asking me if he could get a TV for the office. And I'm like, no. Like, we don't need three TVs in a two-bedroom apartment. It's too many TVs. Like, our life can't, like, be just TVs everywhere. And there's a TV in our bedroom. So he was like, okay, I'll go in the bedroom so he can, like, watch sports while he's working. And it was just the easiest thing to do. And now I have this very large, lovely office that I will be recording in.
That's great.
That is amazing. I was going to ask, like, how did you work that out? Because... somehow I was swindled out of the office.
I like Sammy's realization once that she's being like someone's getting one over on her.
Yeah, it happens to me. You've seen it happen to me like a few times. Like like I realize like months to years after I've like been
like
in
such wait,
she's been bamboozled.
I didn't have to write Chertana's abroad paper for her in spring 2010.
Yes. How do I take it back? Right. I'm very much not.
I've been bamboozled like 10 years later.
Yeah, no. So I think I was.
Well,
like,
what's your setup? Really,
you have, okay, you we have an also office have a two well. Bedroom, but we have an office, but Avi's is the office. And it was also like that in our last apartment. But I'll be honest, I think for a while I preferred to be in the bedroom. Like, I wake up later. I just like mosey on over to my computer. Like, it's nice. And I actually would be okay with being in the bedroom if the physical setup was like not the way it is. Cause I hate that my bed's in the background. I hate that I can't see the television from my desk. It's just, I don't like the way it's set up. So yeah, now I'm realizing, why don't I have the office? It seems unfair.
You guys can switch quarterly.
Yeah. Or you
no,
can bring it up on air.
In there.
I want to see this fight come out on
he's
air.
He's not here. He's in New Orleans. That's
oh, then why don't you just sit there?
His stuff is set up. My monitor is here. My stuff
oh,
is
oh, you have
here.
A monitor. I have a laptop.
I have a monitor.
So
yeah. Okay. Well, I have a monitor. And also his shit's in there. His clothes are in there. That's the other thing. He uses that as like his closet. This is the bigger closet. Ultimately, this made sense. But like, I'm kind of annoyed. Now I want my own office and I want a nice background
and I want
instead
it now.
Of the bed instead of the bed.
Yeah, well, maybe you can work on it.
Yeah, keep maybe us updated on how me. That yeah. fight goes.
It's not a fight.
Sign us up for your newsletter.
It's not a fight. It's definitely not gonna be a fight. Can someone just help me figure out how to make my background look better? That's
I can.
Really my question. Okay,
that's my favorite.
Let's do that.
I've moved around my one office in every single corner, and I think I found a good spot.
It looks finally. Great. Aileen, I want art like you have behind the dresser
you
behind
just
my
need
desk.
One
can
nice
you
art.
You need one piece.
One art. One art, please. One art, please.
You need one nice art.
Go
yeah.
go to
One Kings Lane.
GreatMalin.com.
Oh.
I love GreatMalin.
That's yeah, I mean it's specific. GreatMalin has a look that you
it
have
just
to
makes
decide.
You feel like you're on vacation.
And Aileen, that's your plant.
Oh,
that
it's
you got
really
me.
Growing Rapunzel. Yeah. Look yeah. at her. Did you name her?
We named the enormous one that's in our other room. It's Lydia. We haven't named this
Aunt
one.
Lydia, what you have to name her.
I'll discuss it with Mike.
I feel like great hair. Great,
yeah,
great stems.
I love how it blows over the bookshelf. It just looks, it has a lovely feeling.
I feel like we should post a picture. Just so
it's a pothos
knows.
Plant for everybody I'll wondering. I have one of those that like, that was my first plant, but it's like wider. But then Russ, when we moved homes, Rusty put all of our indoor plants outside and then didn't bring them in accidentally and they all almost died. But since then, he's been reviving them for a year
and
it's been working.
Now?
The one that I'm hoping, she just has a really short haircut. But we're working on it. It takes Rusty will put different plants in different places and go, they're in rehab right now. And
when did
we
this become a gardening podcast?
I don't
again.
Know.
Very slowly. See, it's our summer edition.
When
everyone
when we became 33.
Let us know if you like the gardening element of the podcast.
Yes. Well, Aileen, it's funny just talking about the space, and then you have a house, right? So it's funny, I haven't lived in a house in so long, and I just picture a house like you just like walk into a room and it's yours, and then you walk into another room and there's just like so many rooms that you could like be in.
Yeah.
29
rooms. Sure. Like 10 rooms, at least, I assume. Probably more. Yeah.
There's a few rooms, definitely a few rooms. It's nice. I definitely enjoy it. And I'm working on decorating a little bit more the outdoor space, except I have a very big problem with West Elm right now. I'm very annoyed. I ordered a couch. It said it was going to be here next week. It said no delays. And then they don't even tell me that, first of all, it goes on back order. They don't even tell me. I had to check it. And then when it's finally on off of back order, doesn't even give me a delivery date. It says indefinite. And then I email customer service and they go, we can see how that can be frustrating. We'll let you know.
I hate that.
And I'm like,
it's like, that doesn't help me with the thing.
I want my couch.
Right. So what have you been sitting on?
Outdoor, outside.
Oh, it's an outdoor. It's an outdoor couch.
Outdoor couch.
Oh, is that why you canceled this weekend?
No.
The real reason?
That's the real reason.
Question.
If it's raining, you can't sit on it. So
have you tried tweeting at them?
I don't do that. I can't do that.
Like, I'm not actually suggesting you do that.
Sometimes I do that and then I delete it immediately.
I just write strongly worded customer service emails and I say it's customer manipulation to do things like that where you do not write the appropriate delivery date. Like, when you're telling me it's in stock, but it's not in stock, that's manipulating me to buy this item. I would have bought one somewhere else.
That's true. You've been that bamboozled.
I also too have been bamboozled.
Oh my gosh. It's easy to get.
There's nothing more annoying than being bamboozled by a corporation where no one that you're speaking to cares at all.
A fuck.
Yeah, at all. Like, you're also like the 15th person that you've spoken to about this that day that they've been like, they don't care. Like, they have too many people like you calling them to yell at them.
The worst part about West Elm customer service is that every subsequent email you respond to that person that wrote you back is a new customer service agent. And they're like, they give you a different response. And I'm like, I want to talk to
Janelle. They have no history.
And then,
and then you have to explain the situation. You have to explain the situation all over again.
I was talking to Claudia. She was so nice. And then I respond. I'm like, oh, is there an update on this item? And then like fucking the next person. Yeah. Carol is like, can you tell me what your order number is?
Do you ever call someone and they pick up the phone and you're immediately like, they are not in the mood for me today? Like, they have like that voice that's like, this is Vanessa. How can I help you? What if you've been waiting 40 minutes?
I would probably, it depends on if it's a callback or if it's a waiting.
And then you
thing.
Try to change her mood, like, hi, Vanessa.
No. Vanessa's mood is way more entrenched.
How are you today?
Sammy's like, as someone who is Vanessa on many occasions, I cannot be moved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People actually think I am Vanessa when I say Samantha on the phone a lot. It's kind of annoying.
Interesting. I wouldn't think that.
Also,
why
no
you just
one
say Sammy?
Because my name's Samantha when I'm like on an order, usually.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Speaking of Samantha, should we talk about Sex and the City and Kim Cattrall and what she said about... the whole series? She broke her silence on the whole and just like that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty juicy.
The interview was so not shady, but it was great. Like, I think she fully, if you want to put this into a, like, if you want to pit them against each other, she's won.
Yeah. It was like, it said a lot without saying that much, but it still said a lot.
Let's share some highlights that we thought, all three of us thought were separately, because we haven't discussed this yet, thought were the juiciest, shadiest, pettiest, or not petty. I thought she didn't seem petty. I thought she seemed like...
No, I
she
didn't seem
she came
petty.
Out on top at the end of it, I thought.
I thought the whole thing made her come across like really well. Like she came across very thoughtful, like she stood her ground. And I think that I came out of this respecting her more.
I do agree with that, because I thought that, I think hearing all the rumors about everything, I was kind of like, Kim Cattrall sounds like she's a little nuts. Like she's a little bit like a, she's a little bit of the issue, I would say. That's what I thought.
I don't know. I really can see both sides and how they're both just,
I can see
both
sides
too. In the dynamic, and they are both.
Right. Well, I thought it was interesting that she was like, these were my colleagues. They're not my friends, which is fine. And I almost thought that was like refreshing, because most people like wouldn't really say that, but it's probably true a lot. Like you think about, like they are your coworkers. You just assume everyone's like BFFs because they're on set with everyone.
Because they act as, because their characters are BFFs.
Right. And they're together so many years, and they're like the same age, and they're all like in the public eye.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was, I thought the part that she was like, the movie was, is actually just the show. That's how creative it was when she said that. Like that was low. The fact that she also said that she didn't watch the show and just like that, and she didn't hear about it either.
I think she did hear about it because she knew so many points about it.
No, no, no. She didn't know that it was going to happen until she said she saw it on social media, just like all of us.
Oh, I thought you meant like she didn't know what happened in the show.
She said some people told her everything that happened.
I could see her sort of being like the kind of person that's like, I don't even watch the show. But then she asks her friends like a lot of questions. Like,
yeah,
and she gets like excited when they say something bad about the show. That's kind of how the interview felt. Like she was like, and I didn't even watch the show. And yeah, I heard they did that. And that was like weird. And I heard they did that. It's like, you clearly like want to know. Yeah.
What is
she's
you,
like, from
though?
What I've been told, obviously.
I thought the shadiest part was the following. Okay, the interviewer goes, Sarah Jessica has said that if you decided to play Samantha again, she wouldn't be okay with that. Did that hurt your feelings? She says, I don't think I read it. Then the interviewer said, she said there was too much that had happened publicly between the two of you. And she replies, well, it would never happen anyway. So nobody has to worry about that. I feel like that's like, that is a person who is just like over it and like really is not. I think she thinks she benefited more from not doing it than she would have from doing it. And she truly believes that. And I think it's also true.
I liked the part where she also was just talking about the series and the movies in general. Like the series ended. I thought that was great. And then, okay, they had a movie to like tie up loose ends. Okay. And then they had another movie. And then now they want to have another movie. Like it, where does it end? And I thought that was like pretty interesting. And I like agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. It made her seem like much less of a, I think by almost by this article, I would only be pissed if I were the other three, because I'd be like, she implies that they are sellouts, essentially.
Right.
I
would be pissed. She did it for money and fame.
She's like, yes. And I think that is like the, it's, she didn't say that, but the implication by saying that this is why she wouldn't do it as like a creative decision and like just being done because like she didn't like the plot points is sort of implying that like to do it would just be like a money grab. And that's not what she, that's not what she is about.
Yeah.
Right. That I think is more, if I were Cynthia Nixon and Kristen Davis, like I would walk away more mad from this than from nothing or just from, but Sarah Jessica Parker, like I think it was really, because ultimately like Sarah Jessica Parker was the executive producer. So she's the one who's deciding to do this all sellout-y, like at the end of the day.
Right. But also at the end of the day, I enjoyed my experience watching it, even though it wasn't like amazing.
Did you enjoy it because of the like internet conversation around it or because of the like actual watching?
No, I thought it was like a fun thing to sort of have on my screen again, even though it's not nearly as good as the original show. I felt like it was kind of like, I did enjoy all the Che like combo on the internet. Like that was very entertaining. That said though, like it was just fun to watch and then talk about with friends.
It felt like comfy. Like you go back, you kind of like know everyone and it feels like you're almost like going back to like a college reunion where like, this is like bad, but it's good. And like, it feels familiar. And like, it kind of feels like, you know what I know? You know what I mean? You just feel like you know the deal. And so it's an easier show to watch in that way. If this was the first season of a show, you'd be like, this is awful. No one's going to watch this. But it's because you like feel some type of way about the characters.
Right. Def comfy. Def comfy. All right. Well, I wonder if like they'll retaliate or in some way, like kill Samantha off in the next season. I also thought it was, you know, the whole time during this conversation, I'm like, Sarah Jessica Parker or like the writers just making her still in the show without is so funny. Like,
it's she clearly didn't like that too.
Well, to me, that's like, it's kind of funny because they have the power to do that. And it's as if, because you picture Kim Cattrall texting back, right? You're not picturing anyone else.
The best revenge, I think, for them would be not to kill her off, but to like significantly embarrass the character via text or via like news headline.
They kind of did that a little bit though. They did that with the character when she kind of said that. She's like, the fact that they had her plot point that she's like mad at Carrie for dropping her as a PR client when she did it for free in whatever other season. I think she already felt that they were like assassinating the character in some way, because she was like, does that sound like something Samantha would do? Like, she almost seems protective over the character and annoyed that they would give her that plot line like already, even though it wasn't that bad in my opinion.
Right. That's why I'm saying they could make it worse. And like,
they could make it worse.
That could be the retaliation. Like, oh, you don't like it.
The other thing that I thought was like a great point was about what they had planned for Samantha's like story arc was that she got like a dick pic, essentially. That's what they alluded to, from Brady. Yeah. And like, she's like, that's what you're going to do to Samantha, when like she had her own PR firm and you know, she lost it in like the financial, like 2008. Right. And like, things could have gone downhill and she had to like build herself back up, like shit like that. And instead they have her reacting to a dick pic from Miranda's kid.
That was the one point that I was like, I don't know if I agree with her on that point, because the people watch the show not to like follow Samantha's career. Like, that's part of who she is for sure. But I think they want, like, she has the like sexual energy thing of like, how, you know, what would it be like if Miranda's son was texting her like dick pics, which I don't think that, I mean, I think that was a little bit like too low hanging fruit. But I do think, like, I don't think the audience is like, and what's going on with Samantha's firm? Like, it was very much not a huge part of her storyline in the show.
I think she was just saying that that's like something her agents like responded with. Like, here's an alternate idea. Like, she said I don't think she was tied to it. She was just like, the dick pic thing is so cheap. Like, can you come up with something a little bit different? Right. You know, like, even if it was a different relationship.
Right. Which is fair. I think if it were relationship centered, that would be a fair point. But I don't think her alternative that she suggested would have been it either, personally.
I don't think that's why it went as it went. Like, that was just I feel like that was,
she was just adding more stories to the stories.
Yeah. Like, she wasn't going to do it anyway. That was not
right.
She wasn't intending to do it unless it was a totally different show and her relationship with her co-stars and the producers were different.
Here's what I wonder. It's like, if she got along well with Sarah Jessica Parker, would all of those other things have mattered? Like, and would she have made it work? I understand what she's saying, that it wasn't just about that, but I do wonder, like, if you took that out of it, would she have figured out a way to like be a part of it?
I think part of the source of their issue was that, like, because they didn't get along, Kim Cattrall didn't like basically the treatment that the character received. And so I think it kind of became impossible to separate the personal issues from the character that was being written, because Sarah Jessica Parker was the executive producer. And that was like the source of the issue, that they all have different like, you know, salaries and levels of influence. And like, Kim Cattrall wanted them all to be the same. And Sarah Jessica Parker, that was like kind of the reason why they were in conflict, is that they didn't get along because of the stories in some way.
Right. Because Carrie wanted to be like the Carrie show, which in a sense it is, but in a sense it's not. So I could see why that would be like divisive.
But I also see why Kim Cattrall would be like, well, actually people like my character more. So
Yeah, but it's still always the Carrie show.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like, anyone ever was like, it's the Samantha show and she's the leading lady. Like no one would ever say that. It always seemed like it was narrated by, yeah, but it was like, Carrie, it's an ensemble show, but Carrie is definitely like the focal point, which I do think kind of has always been the case from the beginning. And you can't fully argue that.
Samantha's character added like a layer of comedy that didn't really exist.
In perspective,
And obviously perspective.
I also think her character like was really responsible for like a lot of the boundary pushing in terms of like the sexual stuff. It wouldn't have, and that was really so, that was like critical.
That was important,
So even more than the comedy, like she kind of was the reason, she was the character that embodied what I think people,
the sex part of the Sex in the City. Yeah.
Yeah. Carrie's the city and Samantha is the sex.
Great point. Great point.
Interesting. Yeah.
Charlotte is the and Miranda is and.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Lux bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Speaking of Sarah Jessica Parker, should we talk about the Met Gala since she was there?
Great segue.
She's like a key.
I'm
Met
really
Gala
trying
figure.
To make these flow.
Yeah, she was there. She had a very significant dress.
She had a hat. All I remember is the hat.
She had a hat. Quite the dress. I wasn't that excited about it.
This is maybe
don't
an
care.
Unpopular opinion, but like I don't really ever like what Sarah Jessica Parker wears
to the Met Gala.
It's a lot
to the Met Gala.
It's like, although I could see you getting into like a hat phase personally.
Honestly, it's not about the hat. It's just, I never really, her look never resonates with me. On the other hand, Blake Lively's look always resonates with me. I'm a basic bitch.
Yeah, Blake Lively looked great. However, everyone's like, she looked fabulous. I think this is my least favorite dress of all of her dresses that she's ever worn. Yeah, she kind of just looked like fucking Cinderella.
Did you listen to the like reasoning?
Yeah,
why
with the New York and Statue of Liberty. Sure, you know, it was good. I've worn plenty. I mean, not I have worn.
You've worn that?
She's worn. Have you seen me at my wedding? No, her dress in previous Met Galas have been better, I thought. I didn't really love anybody's outfit this time around.
Have you, what happens at the Met Gala?
It's just a party.
Lenny Kravitz just performed, I saw.
It's like a regular charity event.
It's just a regular gala.
Big deal. A regular gala. Have you ever been? No, it's just like a charity. I think it's really just a charity event. And no one remembers
that. What is the charity?
The Met Costume Institute, which is like a museum, basically.
It supports the Met costumes?
No.
It's a preservation of like fashion. It's called the Costume Institute.
Like, yeah, like preserving historic fashion. Jordana is like, what the fuck?
I don't know. It seems like a low on my list of charities that would truly be helping people. It seems pretty low.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well,
the whole thing is pretty superficial. Like, where it's like they're showing up in like crazy looks and shit.
When you think about it, all you're watching is people on a red carpet. Like, there's no event. There's no award.
It's just a red carpet.
You're
right.
Literally watching people go on a red carpet to a party that is just like any other party, but more important.
Right. Like, you can't, very much more exclusive.
So, yeah. So Blake, I mean, okay, just going to go back to Blake Lively. She looked amazing. She looked like a beautiful princess, like a Disney princess to me. That's what she looked like.
She always looks, she did look great, but yeah, she always
amazing.
Looks great.
I just, you know.
I think because she wears similar dresses. She knows what looks good.
That red dress that she wore, like that one time, where she like just looked so ethereal. That was like one of my favorites. I'm trying to think of like people I did like.
I wrote down what I liked because I knew we would be talking about it. I knew I'd forget. Okay.
Go.
So I liked Venus Williams. She wore that suit. It was, I think, Chloe. It's like a pantsuit. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't an order. This is just whatever people I liked. Maud Apatow. She wore
Maud Apatow
old
was
Hollywood.
So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Janelle Monáe, she wore that. It almost looked like flapper era. It had it was a black dress and it had sort of like beading on the like front that went into like a headpiece that kind of, I don't know, it was very
it was cool.
Met Gala. It was cool. I thought she looked great. Carey Mulligan.
I mean, the fact that Marcus Mumford was at the Met Gala.
Yeah. Michelle Yeoh. I don't know how if this is how you pronounce her last name, so I'm sorry about that. Michelle Yeoh, Y-E-O-H. She wore a green just dress. It was really like a long cape. And those were the ones I wrote. Oh, and Sydney Sweeney, I thought had like a cool moment, but it was right after they announced the Roe v. Wade thing. So I don't think as many people cared as they would have if that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying like to think of anybody that I thought was like extremely cool or like just took my breath away. And yeah, Janelle Monáe's dress was very beautiful.
What'd you guys think of Kim?
Why is she there? Why is she always there?
So Kim, I mean, I think Kim looked amazing. I think there's a lot of controversy, of course, around the dress for two reasons. One is actually
16 pounds.
One is the 16 pounds that she like talked about how she lost that in 3 weeks. But also the dress, I think, and this I think is like a more nuanced reason for why she shouldn't have maybe worn it, is that like people like museum curators and people who conserve like historic pieces of fashion are really unhappy that she wore it, because you can't just like wear a 6-year-old really delicate dress that was actually sewn onto Marilyn Monroe's body for her exact proportions, which Kim Kardashian does not have those same proportions, even if they're the same weight, whatever height. And people think it's like, I think the way they look at it is like, if you were to like play with a fossil, like just wouldn't be cool, because you would like get.
Yeah, I just thought it was completely just all unnecessary for her to do it.
Right.
Like, it was very self-serving,
she also wore it for
obviously.
5 minutes and then she changed into a replica. She could have just worn a replica.
She did wear a replica.
But she could have just done that the whole time.
I know, but the point is that she
I'm confused.
Can fit.
She wore a replica or she wore the regular one?
She changed into a replica for the rest of the, after she got up the steps. Like, she had this bathroom prepared at the bottom of the steps where she changed into the dress. Then she goes up the stairs and immediately gets out of it. And they take the dress away. To me, it just like didn't, like, okay, first of all, she had to wear the fur because it didn't go up her butt. right?
Yeah. It didn't zip.
She had to stop eating, starve herself, as she says. So, or stop eating all sugar, basically. She says she lost 16 pounds in 2 weeks, which we can talk about after.
Three, but she was just like, I could do it.
And just to fit into this dress, like, what? Like, you want to say that you're Marilyn Monroe? Like,
that's obvious. Good, it's for her.
For you. Yeah. Like, cool. Like, good for you. There's other ways of doing that. But, like, I don't know. And the white fur didn't even go with it.
Do you know what annoyed me most? That they had Kris Jenner channeling, like, Jackie Kennedy. Was that it?
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's what she said.
Point. To me, that's the most annoying thing. Like, do you know, why would you channel, you're the mistress of this person, and then you're having your mom dress up like his wife? It's like, so like, to me, it's like fucked up. It's like,
I had not connected that yet.
To me, that's disrespectful. Like, imagine you're Jackie Kennedy in the real, and then you're dressing up like the woman that he's having sex with, and then you're having your mom dress up like his actual wife. Like, why is that okay?
I think it's pretty exploitative and gross, actually. I hadn't even put that together because I didn't realize that she like was outwardly stating that she was channeling Jackie Kennedy. She actually really looked like my mother-in-law with that hair.
She was channeling your mom, your mother-in-law.
So that's why that's what I was seeing. But now that you're saying that, like, it's actually way more fucked up than I even had realized. It's just like, why do the Kardashians feel that they need to... Why does she need to feel like she needs to put this piece of Americana on her body against the wishes of conservators and experts who work in preservation of historic goods? Like, why do you think you're so important? Why did Anna Wintour let her? Like, I guess they wanted people to talk about it, but like, if she had worn a replica, everyone would just been like, she's wearing a replica of Marilyn Monroe's dress. It would have been the same fucking thing.
It wouldn't. Yeah. I think
it's for the press.
I think it's lazy. No offense to whoever. I think it's lazy. Like, she could have come up with like a creative. It's a stunt. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's a PR. It's a press move.
It's a stunt. Which
worked, I guess.
It also worked. However, now there's backlash.
Historically inaccurate. It's not from the Gilded Age.
I thought it was interesting no one dressed. No one dressed like anything to do with the Gilded Age.
Some did.
Literally few.
No, a lot did.
Blake, yeah, Janelle I guess Monáe. Blake with the giant thing. It was all interpretations. You know who was outfit I loved? Sebastian Stan. Had nothing to do with the Gilded Age, but it was hot pink suit for a dude. It was cool. But okay, Kylie Jenner, that was rough. She was doing an ode to Virgil Abloh. Sure, it's nice. Why the hat?
He has other clothing. Also, her after-party dress was why that hat? Also-
that was a little bit rough. I thought Chloe looked great. I mean, Courtney, I can't. Ooh. It was no.
What was that mummy wrap thing in the middle?
The whole point was that she was dressed in all elements of what Travis Barker was in. That was the vibe. He had his suit, Tom Brown, and then her outfit, her dress was all elements of his suit. And they asked her in the interviews, like, how is this in theme? She goes, oh, I didn't really give a shit about I don't really care about that. And that's just slap in the face. Like, you're invited for like basically what, the first time, right?
Yeah.
And you say that. And it's not even that great.
I'm just not that interested in working right now.
Yeah, work is just not my priority, which we have quoted on our walls in the office.
Oh, you know who else I thought really missed? And they missed last time also. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello both missed real hard.
I mean, Shawn Mendes looks like a prince. Like, he looks like he's from an Enchanted. No, he's a Disney prince. Straight out of, he is, if there wasn't another Enchanted, which they're working on another Enchanted, but like, let's say it's a younger Enchanted. Okay. He is a Disney prince. He looks like one.
I saw that.
His hair. He literally looks like he's just gonna go, you know, ride a fucking pony and save a bitch from a tower. Like, that's what he looks like.
I could see it. Climb up there, her hair, and then save her.
Yeah. Did you see Cara Delevingne?
Yes.
Did you see the videos of her?
No. What videos?
She was like, you saw how she took off her thing. She took off her thing, and then she was wearing pasties, and she was basically naked, and she was just spray painted gold, which, whatever. She was like fidgeting the whole time. And I thought that she was trying to show, like, she had like these tassels on her shoulders and she was trying to like make them shimmy. But if you go watch videos of her, she was like weirdly fidgeting, twitching the whole time up that thing.
Interesting.
You should watch it.
Okay,
it was bizarre.
Send it to me. I didn't notice, but I did not come across that on my feed, but I will check. I will look at that because I'm curious. See what's happening there. Is there anyone else we're forgetting?
Gigi Hadid looked crazy cool.
Yeah.
Did you see she had like that puffer coat on? she was going to winter.
I wasn't like a huge,
she wanted to stay warm. It was okay.
I like Kendall's eyebrow look. She like pulled that off.
Yeah. I guess it's great. Yeah, she also was more in theme. It's just like everybody's just like staring at Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson and like glamorizing their love. And like,
he got another tattoo for her.
Well, the first one was a scar. A branding. The first one was a branding. It wasn't a tattoo. Okay.
They're starting to annoy me, I have to say.
They need to be, you know what?
It started
why?
Off kind of like intrigued and into it. And now I'm like, all right. Like
I watch it and I'm like, away. I cannot believe they're dating. I just cannot believe it. He was engaged to Ariana Grande. And
he's and Ozzy David, right?
He was engaged to her?
No, they weren't engaged.
And he was dating Kate Beckinsale and Kaya Gerber?
But not as crazy as, and Phoebe.
He really goes all ages.
But yeah, I mean, I could just imagine being Pete Davidson and just being like this guy who goes on SNL and then now is fucking dating Kim Kardashian, like who is the most famous person in the US. Like, I just can't believe it.
He's not
really
even
must
that
have
funny.
A very large penis.
It's not even that funny, in my opinion.
Well, remember his whole like big dick energy came about. It was about him.
I mean, I'm sure he's very charming in real life.
I'm sure he's very nice to the ladies.
I think
like,
he's probably very nice to women.
Yeah, yes. I think that goes a long way.
So are a lot of people.
Yeah, but a lot are not.
A lot of famous guys are not.
Kim Kardashian is not that nice. Like, she's like, oh, I'm so sweet. I just want a sweet guy. Like,
no, that doesn't mean
nice?
She doesn't want. Yeah, but that doesn't mean she doesn't want someone to be nice to her, to treat her well.
Sure.
She was just married to Kanye West, who, it's like, just, who the fuck knows what he's doing? Like, she wants someone.
I mean, sure. It's just like, finally, Kim gets a nice guy, such a sweetheart. No, like, she deserves such a nice guy.
I don't care. I don't think she deserves a nice guy more than anyone else, but I think the reason they're becoming overexposed is not because they're like out or about more, but although they have been a lot, I think it's because everyone constantly posts the same photos of them on their story all the time. So you see the same photos over and over again because everyone in your life is putting them on their story like as if it's like a statement.
Right.
You know?
I'd rather see more Bennifer. Personally,
why weren't they invited?
They're also overexposed a little.
Maybe they. I'm sure they were invited. They probably had plans.
Okay.
No, I really don't. I don't know. Maybe they weren't invited.
Was Jennifer Garner on the wrong side of Anna?
I don't know.
Maybe Kim was like, I'd prefer to be the only power couple there.
Maybe they thought like it's got to be one. You have to choose between Kim and J-Lo. Because it was like their big debut, even though
Has
they were
J-Lo
just in the
gone
White
before?
House.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like years ago.
I thought Kim's dress to the White House dinner was way better. I loved that.
Loved. That
she
was one of my
great.
Favorite things I've ever seen her wear. Yeah. I love that she was at the White House dinner. I wish that like that whole thing intrigued me way more than
I agree. That's why this made like just it was like a little bit less. And yeah, there's like also some videos of her like sort of controlling Pete and, you know, like take your hat off. Like,
oh
like,
God, show
like
me
that.
Those. Send me those.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Maybe we could talk 2 minutes about the weight thing. Because There's a lot of people talking about it. Bethany Frankel posted a whole thing, which I think is funny about Bethany Frankel because she has a whole brand is about skinny girl.
Right. She mentions that in her post though.
Yeah.
Which is all about inclusivity. She said.
Yeah, so skinny girl, all about inclusivity. just about like how because she's so famous and so many girls, young girls are impressionable and like literally going and doing everything everybody else is doing mm-hmm. to try to be them. It's so irresponsible of her to talk like that. But then I saw some posts, I think it was in the Diet Starts Tomorrow thing, about how like this is her role. Like any actor is preparing for a role. Like this is what she's doing to prepare for her character. Like what's his name, Joaquin Phoenix lost like 50 pounds for the Joker. Like those are some examples, and other actors still do this, but obviously the biggest difference is that she is the way that she talks about how she's cutting and then she's binging afterwards was really, really bad.
Also, she didn't need to wear the dress. That's where the issue with the wearing the dress for like
right it's a
for
superficial
historical reasons intersects with this weight thing, because it's like you could have just literally gotten the exact same dress that fits you at whatever weight you are. You don't need to talk about how you had to lose weight to fit into this dress you shouldn't have been wearing that literally is not your was custom made for somebody else to fit their measurements exactly. Mm-hmm. One thing, so just before back to Kim, I do think it's interesting because, you know, back in the day people used to say like, oh, Marilyn Monroe was like a bigger actress
yes,
at the time.
Yes.
And I'm like, so then why did Kim Kardashian, tiny little Kim Kardashian, need to lose this weight?
Sizes were different. They yeah, always right. said that she's like a size 12 or a size
right.
8, 12.
Right, that like, doesn't, what is a size 12? Maybe for the people were Kim? Different. Who knows? Sure, her body is like not, like her butt is not like normal size.
The thing is that her butt didn't fit into the yeah, dress, right. really.
That makes sense.
Well, here, okay, the other thing.
It would have been looser.
right. What I thought was kind of, like a little was toxic about her revealing that and putting that up front was the quantifying, like I had to lose, what was it, 16 pounds in 3 weeks.
Right. Because 16 is also such a specific number. And it wasn't even like, because I had to lose like 15 pounds-ish.
Yeah.
So that to me would be like, a little more casual about
and
it.
And also that is so, so hard, impossible and hard to do.
Yeah, that too.
My first thought as a person who has literally like had those thoughts in her head before was like, I thought in my head, I'm not going to go through it, but I was like, I know how she's going to do it. And this is how she's going to do it. She must be doing X, Y, Z thing. And I just think about like, if I were 22 again, and I heard that, that would now become my benchmark for successful weight loss. And it's just it's a really bad thing for women, young
for
women,
girls
especially
to hear. When I heard it, my brain did get like, oh shit, like that feeling of like, I must cut carbs. Like it came back to my head and I was like, I need to do it. But then I like, obviously but that's an old thought that like almost came from the archives and right. I had to like actively squash it. I could only imagine how a lot of people couldn't squash it.
So this is what's really annoying to me about Kim Kardashian is that if she had just embraced the role that she started with, which was like famous for nothing, I'm obsessed with how I look, I have the selfie book and I'm all about just like make like my looks and superficial stuff. I would be like, fine, this is what she's all about. This has always been her thing. Like anyone who's interested in her is interested in her for that thing. The annoying part to me is that she tries to pretend like she's this powerful businesswoman. Like you just need to work your ass off and like trying to be a lawyer and like pretending to be all this shit. It's like stay in your lane and like be that way and own that that's who you are. But don't try to pretend like you're like some huge businesswoman and a lawyer and like you're like actually like someone that people should look up to you, but she's like not really. She has a team that does that. She is just the face of it.
Yeah, she's agreed not. She does, but she is in law school. She is working to be
but I'm saying like why she's not going to be like your lawyer.
No. But she's making some progress in things. I think a lot of people are allowed to change, and I don't think that she.
But
needs
then don't
to
do this thing with the 16 pounds.
Agree that, but that's why it's such a big deal, because like you'd be like, yeah, Kim, it's just Kim being Kim. But Kim is trying to tell us that she wants to change, but yet you're still going to be like. To me, it's crazy that it's still in this climate where we know that you shouldn't really can't say this shit. She's so openly saying it makes me feel like it's just the world that they live in is. They're so, so obsessed. And you could see it in Khloé too. I love Khloé. And it really upsets me because she has this amazing brand. Good American is so good. American. It's and it's so inclusive. It was one of the first ones to show like different models on their websites wearing like real inclusivity, right? And yet you can see on the show, Sammy Hanna, you can't see it, but I highly recommend you could watch it. She's really struggling and she still struggles with her. You could see that she's lost weight also, significant amount of weight. And you could just feel, you know what I mean? The diet culture.
You can feel the unhappiness, like, and that feeling when someone gives off a feeling of like, I am not going to be enough. Yes, we're right. And you can tell that they feel that way. The thing is, I totally agree with your point. I don't think it's necessarily that like, oh, she has to be like all deep or all shallow. Like, I do think women can like contain multitudes. I think she can get some credit for her business. But, you know, I mean, she can get a lot of credit for her business.
I think, yeah, but that's not because like, she is doing she is just the face of it.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. Like, not, that
she
is
hires
the annoying
the best
part.
Person.
Yeah, right. That's fine. But I'm saying, and that's fine. But like, own what your role is. Like, that's the annoying part.
Well, it's like that. Okay, it's like own what your role is and then don't lecture like randos on getting up to work. Although I don't even think Kim thinks beyond her own immediate circle. Like she thinks about dieting the way her immediate circle does. She thinks about working the way her immediate circle does. She's not thinking about the mom who works three jobs. Like that's not who she's talking to. But that's the
problem.
Which
she said.
If she wants to be like this role model who can contain all these multitudes, then she needs to be more careful about the example she sets, and she needs to be more honest about what she has, or not what she has, but I think more like, you know, when you're going to call yourself this big businesswoman, like she didn't do all of that alone.
Right.
And I think she does. There's not like a lot of acknowledgement about it. And there's not a lot of care in terms of the example she's really setting. That's always kind of how I've seen her.
Yeah. I think there's acknowledgement that she's just the face of it.
No, like, I don't think she says no. She again. She acts like there's she no acknowledgement like the for any man of that family.
What do you mean? Yeah. You watch the show and like the you like even in the what I found awesome about the show was that basically they have this massive compound for all of the Kardashian businesses, basically Kris Jenner's business, Ziz, and she is the mastermind of all the businesses. And they show you Kylie's office, like you're about to get through and says the main office, the corner office, and you get to the office and you think it's going to be Kylie, but really Kris is sitting there on her phone. And I think it's very obvious that Kris is the boss, the brains behind the operation. That said, though, you can still have a creative vision and still also be the brains from a creative standpoint of her brand. That brand is fully Kim Kardashian. There's nobody else leading the brand of Skims besides her. So like,
I don't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there is. There's a,
no, I mean, obviously there's not chief on brand the show. Officers, there's chief, but being the face of a brand is still very much a job. You know what I mean?
Kim deserves praise and I give her credit. I used to be a way bigger Kim Kardashian hater. My opinion towards her has become much more nuanced, but it's also like, you didn't do all of this yourself. If you told me the things that people think about Kim Kardashian being this like amazing businesswoman, if you told
Who
me
thinks that,
if you
that?
Said them, lots of people, like so many.
Yeah. Who?
I'm not going to name the people.
what people think that Kim Kardashian is a business maiden?
I think that is the young people.
A lot
I think,
of
think
people.
That. Yeah. I think a lot of people think that. That's what she wants them to think.
Where? What people? Where do you hear this?
In Tinx's apology, she wrote that Kim Kardashian is her number one idol, for example. Like, lots of people publicly
but
think
not a
that
business
Kim Kardashian...
idol.
No, I think a lot
yeah,
of people think of her as like a
business idol.
Yes. Kylie Jenner was the Forbes... You know what I mean? She had that Forbes cover.
Yeah, self-made billionaire.
Like, that is
yeah,
what they want
billionaires.
You, that is what they want. No, that is what they want
I
you
guess.
To think, that they are business people. That is what they want you to think.
Yeah,
they want
they
you to think that they are more... That is why every reality show star... who has a book that got to the number, they write 2 times New York Times best-selling author. They want you to think that they are more than they are.
How are they not? Okay, but forget their brands. Even as influencers, they're business people.
Aileen,
and they were making a fuck ton of money. I'm not saying I look up to Kim Kardashian.
No, I'm not saying
I'm saying
you
that
can.
No, but I'm saying I'm not. But as an influencer, she is a business person, right?
You run a business. Do you think that the things that you do to run this business are anything like what Kim Kardashian does to run her business? Kim Kardashian gets her makeup done and her hair done and gets treatments and works out for hours a day. And then she goes and does an appearance.
I don't,
and then
but
maybe
I don't
she
think
has
they're
a meeting
pretending
where she,
like they're not.
Yes, they are. They wanted you to see them as like high powered businesswomen who
yeah,
are like
I think
business
they are.
Bitches.
I don't get that vibe at all. They're always posting with
vibe.
All of their people. Always.
Right. But as a here's my team for my business that I'm running.
It's not the same when you... When
I think it's so obvious
runs,
that they're just the faces of the
no,
brand.
No, then she wouldn't come out and say, you have to work. You have to make
Kim
sure
Kardashian
you're...
Kim Kardashian does work hard. Kim Kardashian has a good reputation.
But she clarified that, first of all. She clarified that. And I also don't like that I'm the defender of Kim Kardashian right now because I don't... I'm just... Somebody has to. Nobody has to, but right
no,
in this conversation.
No, it's a conversation, yeah.
But... And if she clarified that, and she didn't mean all the people who were listening. So that was a quote pulled from a bigger discussion where she was saying like she does like wake up very early. She does have a full packed schedule. She has to make lots of appearances. She does. She has to be on a lot of the time.
And she has a good reputation. And that's the other thing.
Yes.
She has a very good reputation for being great to work with. So like you got to give her credit for that, too. But what I think is that the impression that they want to give about Kylie and Kim and all of them is actually the person who Kris Jenner is. Kris Jenner is the one who is
right.
really running a business. She is actively running a business. Like that woman probably like
she is my
knows
idol.
Things.
Yeah. That, like, Skims is not successful because of Kim Kardashian's business acumen is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no,
it's
but
successful
her ability to influence. Yes, it is. There is no business without a art marketing. There's no business without marketing. And
she just does what they tell her to do.
She pays people.
I agree, but there would be no Skims if it wasn't for her. For her. There would be
of
no Skims.
There, wouldn't.
There would be no business taking on, like, what's the shapewear company that's famous?
Spanx.
I even forgot the household name Spanx because of that. Like, there would be no Skims if it wasn't for Kim. There would be no. You wouldn't be able to. There's like plenty of other shapewear brands. Yummy with fucking what's her name, Heather Thompson. Like, but there would be no company like that.
I mean, I think that of course, I'm not right. saying that Kim Kardashian does not have influence and marketing power, but that and that she does not put effort into her days. But
right.
the what they are trying to paint is like right. a different right. picture. They're trying to act like they're Whitney Wolf when they're not. Like that's who Agreed. They want people fine. To that's think fine. Of them as.
But I wouldn't say that they're not like a reason for the success of the businesses that Chris
No, Kardashian I think they're run. A reason. That's why they're that's right. why they're part of
that,
it.
So but all of this is the conversation.
They're not part of it because they are good at
she has the responsibility, especially when she famous. Has a clothing shapewear, inclusive shapewear line. Inclusive-ish. I tried there. I bought like a size large Skims like bodysuit and I picked it out. Like it looked this wide. You can't see it. It looked like it was for a doll. Well. But anyway, and just I just mean like she really shouldn't right. have said that. I don't care about apologies, but I hope they do something to make it up and clarify that it's not okay to do that because of the young girls who are going on diets.
I predict
etc.
Agreed. I think this was a very right. healthy debate. And if you guys have any input, as again, we're all you know,
we're all just, friends.
We're all friends and just giving yeah. our own opinions. And I think it's fun when we disagree to an extent.
Yeah, it's way more fun.
No, I mean, I agree with you guys. Like, we all agree. It's just
it's a conversation. There's yeah. you know, nuances. Yeah. Where no one's mad.
And we
There's
have
no
mics, hard feelings. So it's more fun to be more exclamatory.
Exactly.
So that was a great conversation. I had a great time. We are all
Same.
Very excited to be, you know, the lively intellectual debate around Kim Kardashian's business acumen. So that is it for the week on the App Betches podcast. Follow me at Sammy.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Eddie Lean. Be sure to rate, review, and follow our show on Apple and Spotify. And we'll talk to you next week at the App Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.